New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he will resign, effective in 14 days, following sexual harassment accusations by 11 women.
And I think that given the circumstances, the best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing.
Joining us now is NPR's Brian Mann. He covered Governor Cuomo for many years in upstate New York. And Brian, this comes as a surprise to many. What changed?
Yeah, I would go bigger than surprise. This is shocking. This is, you know, a totally unexpected move for Andrew Cuomo, who's described himself as a street fighter and looked prepared to slug this out. And I think one of the things that happened here is that things weren't changing. He wasn't shifting the political culture in Albany in his direction. I've been speaking with many of his former allies over the last couple of days, people who had stood by him before. And they were all saying, we don't see a path. We don't see a way we can get behind this guy, not publicly, not with this gravity of allegations. He kept making these arguments, sending his attorneys out to try to recast, you know, what this investigation showed, to try to put it in his own context. And that just wasn't playing. He wasn't getting traction. This move toward impeachment in the state legislature seemed on track to push him out of office. Mm,
yep. Now, at midday today Eastern time, he spoke. He called the accusations ugly. He also apologized, and he also fell back on defending himself. I wonder what struck you, Brian, about his statement today?
You know, in his statements and in the statements earlier by his attorney, Rita Glavin, one of the things that was noteworthy is that again and again, they acknowledged that there was physical contact with these women. There were moments which Cuomo himself said were insensitive. He acknowledged doing things that were improper and inappropriate. He argued it did not rise to the level of an impeachable offense or formal sexual harassment, but he did apologize. He said he did things that were outdated and inappropriate. Of course, the allegations are that he went much further, touching women's bodies in ways that were, you know, clearly sexual harassment, according to that AG's report. But what he tried to claim here was that this was just sort of a 63-year-old guy who hadn't yet really gotten on board with new social mores. And again, those arguments just were not gaining traction.
And a couple brief more core questions here. Cuomo has avoided political charges. Could he face criminal charges?
There are multiple investigations underway around New York State right now. We don't know whether people will bring criminal charges in these cases. But yes, the probes are underway, and that's something we're going to be watching very closely.
And finally, this means New York's Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will become the first woman governor in the state. What should we know about her political vision, her future?
Yeah, moderate Democrat from upstate New York. She is someone who's been in Congress. She's somebody who's well-connected across the state. But she's going to have just about a year to be in office. This is going to be a very tough political culture, as a lot of people are expected to jump into this Democratic primary. Kathy Hochul has been a sort of a stalwart Cuomo supporter in the past, backing him again and again. And so that's something that could well haunt her now as she tries to take leadership of New York State at a time when this crisis is still sweeping through the political culture.
All right. That's NPR's Brian Mann. Thanks very much.
Thank you.